Boker Tov, top of the morning to you guys, everyone in Israel and the world. This is Shai, and today I'm with updates from Canada. I'm going to speak with Tony Pantelaresco, my mate from Canada, who will give us some updates about the convoy and about the new variant, Coward 19, that Trudeau got one of those.
Yeah.
And you can see also on the picture. Please share the broadcast. It will be obviously in English, guys. It's updates from Canada, not from Jerusalem. So, you know, prepare yourself to understand some English with a bloody nasty accent. See you in a bit. Please share this video. Let's go. Tony, my man, how are you doing?
Pretty good. What's up?
Cool. So this picture I took from you. I just told the audience I took this picture from you. You sent it to me this morning. We see Trudeau inside a little bunker type thingy, shelter. Are they gone yet? Asking about the trucks and the convoy. Tony, I must tell you something. In the last couple of days, I've been seeing, you know, pictures and some videos from the convoy from Canada, from Ottawa. And I must say I was moved, because what I saw, I mean, even if I ignore the Simpson stuff about it and all the it's controlled opposition, all this bullshit that's running in the background, what I see is genuine love, genuine unity, genuine leaders. The people of Canada now are leading the world. So first I want to say respect, man. I love it. Second, it's from my heart. I see video and I cry, because I feel, and this is something we didn't have before. I feel that we have the same cry, the same need, the same desire to get rid of these bloody Satanists, you know, that took over positions of power and they want to take over everything we have. And it's time for us, the people, to rise and say enough is enough. And I see the convoy entering Ottawa, and I see the masses of people and the food they prepare for the truckers and the money that was raised for them to for food or whatever. And I'm saying, and you know, I see some people saying, look, we are not going back home until it's done. It's not like Trudeau will say sorry and we forgive him. No way. It's not about that. This is about ending all these bullshit story mandates, which they call COVID-19 or whatever name they want to give it. So my heart is with you, and I know that it's shared by millions, if not billions, around the world now. And I know there's, by you igniting this match, in many places it's happening as well. It's starting to happen as well. Thank you. You know, I thank the Canadians. I thank the truckers. And I say to you, because you are from Canada, it's the immediate contact I have. You need to know, with all this, you know, I hear it also in Israel, in like Israelis are saying, yeah, but maybe it's fixed, maybe it's controlled, maybe it's like, no, I see a genuine rise up of people saying enough is enough. They removing the tyranny, and they're acting to do it. This is action.
You know, we're in the action part right now.
So yes, exactly.
Fair to say. And yes. Yeah, okay, and they may be right. We really don't know how this is really going to fully play out. But the thing is, we're fighting. We've had enough of this bullshit. Everybody's had enough of this bullshit. The reason why everyone's got the same cry, because everybody sees this as bullshit. It's all been bullshit. Okay, I did my show tonight, and Trudeau made a speech on Twitter. And in his speech, he used the term a fringe group.
Yes.
Okay. Now, he was correct. Because what fringe means is actually two definitions of fringe. Fringe on a shirt or on a drape. Fringe, the outlining covering of a tree with moss.
Right.
Or fringe with ideas that are not necessarily popular or acceptable. We're the latter. Okay. Yeah. And the thing is, we've been on a fringe for 2 years.
Yes.
COVID, 99.678% survival rate. Why did people run to get an injection?
Yeah. Okay.
That was the fringe. We've had no positive identification ever on this. It's never been identified.
Sure.
Talk about fringe.
Sure. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Follow the science. Well, the scientists are telling you the PCR tests don't work. Yet, what did they do? They used a PCR test. Talk about fringe. So he was correct in the fact that there's a fringe movement now because we've had enough of their fringe bullshit.
Yes.
So now it's coming around to bite them in the butt. The interesting thing, as I was explaining to you before the show, I haven't seen anybody in politics except one guy named Paul Heer, who's actually come out and stated that when they interviewed him, he says, you know, it's funny how the liberal media doesn't come out when Trudeau and his bullshit goes out there. But the moment somebody does something, they're looking for somebody to you know, put some crap on, make it look bad and whatever. It's always the case, right? Always. I know. I went through that firsthand when CBC and CTV interviewed me. Gave me 6 seconds of exposure, 10 seconds of exposure, and then from that point on, I went downhill. But I allowed them to have that because I had to get the message out that this stuff would jump. So I gave them that. But right now, they have a problem in Ottawa because people are not going to leave. Now we're just going to have a wait-and-see attitude because he's got 5 days now. The guy's hiding for 5 days. I heard the same thing happened to New Zealand Prime Minister. She all of a sudden came down with COVID-19 because now they're acting up in New Zealand. The Commonwealth has said, F this, we're moving, you got to go. So now they're all catching COVID all of a sudden. They're all self-isolated. You know what they did? They went to the liquor store and they bought some Corona beer and now they caught Corona. So now they're 5 days going to be getting, but now when they come out, this is the thing I'm looking at. When they come out, now we'll see what they're going to do because now they got no choice. They're going to have to face this.
But you're saying 5 days because 5 days it's like the isolation period.
That's
like
their isolation period.
So all right, okay,
in
no.
That 5 days time frame. Our dean in New Zealand and our thing in Ottawa and the rest of them that are hiding will get together and form a plan. And they'll get talking with the economic forum and all the rest of them to see what they can do. See, I'm always leery with these guys because they always come up with ways to say the right things and then screw you in the end at the end. So I'm just, and you don't know if they put infiltrators in this group or whatever, but so we'll see.
Have you seen in Ottawa Ezra Levant from Rebel News? He spoke for a couple of minutes. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it. I've been too busy with other things.
Wait, I want to show it. All right.
Okay.
You have the opportunity also to see it. 1 second. It's only 1.5 minutes or something.
Yeah, that's no problem.
All right. 1 second. I saw it this morning and I shared it and it was like, yeah, great. 1 second. Sorry, 3 minutes.
It's great to be here, and on behalf of Rebel News, I salute you, and I say keep speaking truth to power, but I'm going to tell you what excites me the most about this crowd. I see a lot of cameras, a lot of independent journalists, because when people say, what do we do about the media, I say you become the media, that's what you do. The media party. It's a subsidiary of the Liberal Party. So you've got to tell the story yourself. Everybody who is first year, everybody was along the road. I said, bear witness and testify what they saw. Because it's just a beating error. The government says you're racist. The government says you're sexist. The government says you're violent. In the meantime, I think it should have been like who's through the pain. As far as being violent, people cannot be violated anymore. Justin Trudeau said more extreme, but he's the one who has violated our civil rights. He says you're a fringe. Well, that's a pretty bloody big fringe. Let me close by saying this. Someone asked me this morning, what's the point? What's going to happen? Why did we all gather in Ottawa? Is he going to listen? Is he going to resign? Is the Governor General going to ask him to step down? No, he'll hold on to power as hard as he can. Let me tell you what I think the point is. The point is the convoy itself. To show that you're not alone. To show that you're not the crazy one. They are. To show that you're not the crazy one. They are. Achieved your goal just by being here. And the fact that millions of dollars came into the GoFundMe for the truckers, even if they would have canceled that, it was still a success. Because it was a measurement of how much people care. You have succeeded just by being here. Congratulations to the organizers, but really, it was millions of Canadians along the way in the convoy and watching today from home. Tell them what happened. Tell them what you saw, because they will not hear the truth from anyone else.
Okay, want you to understand something too. That's just to show you dedication here.
Yes.
Minus 30 over there.
Yes.
Minus 30.
Yes.
They're all out there. You know? And like he said, we really don't know what's going to happen now. Because technically speaking, he's got a money. So we have a four party system here. And one party is supporting the Liberal Party. And he's come out with his rhetoric. It's on my show tonight. I actually got it chunked out and quoted. And they're using language that is word crafted to basically say that these are extreme and they're a minority. Well, if that's the case, that's almost 1 or 2% of the population being represented right now in Ottawa. That's a substantial amount of representation for just small. We got a big landmass, but we got a small populace. So
yeah, how many people live in Canada?
They say we got 35 million, but I don't think so. Probably more closer to 30.
All right.
So 30 million people covering the landmass, second largest landmass in the world. Yeah. Which a lot of it is uninhabitable because it's, you know, freaking cold. But they're in an area where it's like right now minus 30 Celsius. So another 10 degrees, or minus 10, if you had another 10 degrees, it'd be minus 40, it'd be the same as in Fahrenheit. That's how cold it is there. And those people are out there huddled up. And then people were lined up along the highways bringing coffee. We have a donut company, donut company called Tim Hortons, and they refused to serve the truck drivers.
Fuck them.
Yeah, well, I had more words, but that's adequate. That's very adequate, you know. I already had an attitude. It's a Mediterranean thing, you know, when you rip me off or you take away my entitlement over something fake. Like, we got a Costco here, and then they change their policy. We're paying for membership. They take away your membership if you don't wear your mask, so they don't refund the money either.
Fuck.
So as far as I'm concerned, Costco, and Tim Hortons can go F itself. If they leave, no loss. Something else will replace them with something better. Maybe something more to true to the Canadian content. But
sure.
My thing has been, if they are violating your rights and your entitlements, okay, wherever you live, doesn't matter where you live.
Yeah.
If you go into a store, they're not going to let you in there because you didn't get your, you don't have your queer code, your little queer code. Okay. F them. Don't go. Let them go broke.
Yeah.
You know, they won't let you in because you don't want to wear a mask. F them. People have forgotten that you actually got the power in your wallet.
Yeah.
When it comes to certain, and same thing with this, you know, what's going on. So they know that the people here will support these truck drivers, even the people that got in the jab.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. You know, let's concentrate on that for a second. Well, concentrate, it's a bad word because of concentration camps, but let's focus on that for a second. Okay, you have. Hey, I'm Jewish. I can say that. So let's say you have 50, 60, 70, what have you, 1,000 truckers, all right, trucks, going now on Ottawa, and you have few millions people actively supporting them, all right? Now, let's say all of them are not jabbed. Let's just say. And you have, let's say, you said 30 million people. Half of the population, more or less, is jabbed at least by one injection, right?
More like 80%, but yeah, go ahead.
80, okay. Out of the 30 million, how many Canadians support what is happening now in Canada?
You know, that's really hard to say because I hate to say it, but for the most part, what you saw there at the Ottawa, those are the ones that still have a functioning brain cell, even though it's being refrigerated at minus 30. this is why God made alcohol to keep the energies going.
No, but anyway, we know that
the rest of them, honestly, they have them so mind controlled. You know, they at this point in the juncture, I would think that they have jammed them literally mentally, because now you got a contingency of Canadians actually have gone to Ottawa. Okay, we're standing up to this bullshit. And now a lot of them are probably thinking, I get emails all the time, what can you do to get this us? And nothing. Once it's in, it's in. It's in the DNA, ain't coming out. Now, the first vaccine was maybe a saline, because they didn't have enough. But the next two, three, or you're saying you got four going on there.
Yeah.
That's another ball game. So when I get people contacting me, I have to be the one telling them good news that if you've had two, you're down to 16% functioning immune system. So when you got this many people, 80% that have followed the government just so they can go traveling, which now they can't go anywhere, be able to go to some sort of entertainment, which can't get into either, they still haven't correlated the fact that you followed their instructions to have these privileges reinstated. And now those privileges are no longer there. So I think at this point, they're fed up of just yo-yoing. Okay. So you may have maybe another, let's say you got 10% of the population right now, both jabbed and unjabbed, are saying we've had enough of this shit. And as this keeps on going and keeps on getting the publicity, more and more Canadians are going to come around and say, you know what? We have had enough of this horseshit. And then, like I said, now it's going to the ball really right now isn't in the trucker's hands. Like he said, you are already there. You've already accomplished it.
Yes.
Now I got to wait to see what happens after he comes out after his 5-day isolation from drinking his Corona beer because he got infected with Corona. So that's, you know, how he got it. So we'll see what happens when he comes out. So that's the thing. I don't see the victory yet. I see that there's an activity going on. I see that there's movement happening. There's a pushback going on. Now the government has to, if they didn't have a contingency for this, they're developing one. So now we got to see what's going to come of this. Now, if they come out and state, excuse me, that you're going to get back your rights, see, we got an election in Ontario this year. So the premier has already come out and said that they're going to relax all the restrictions. Now, we know damn well that's bullshit. Because the moment they get back in, they're going to kick it back up two notches. So we know this.
Yes.
So, and this is going on in the West Coast. I hear it's going on in different parts of Europe, where they're talking about like the UK with Boris there, right? Yes, there's an election going on in the UK. So right off the bat, they got to relax. Anybody comes along and says, well, we'll relax the restrictions, they'll win. So again, it's all smart politics. So like I said, this ain't over. So we will see what transpires, how it transpires, what gets said and what gets done. Let's just go from that point, you know.
You know, in the UK, they ease the restrictions, but at the same time, they pass a new law, or I don't know if it's a law exactly, but regarding the credit system, all right? Yeah. The digital credit system. So by doing this in the public domain, like, look, there's no more masks needed, no more this, no more mandates, no more that, they're pushing the digital credit system. Yeah. Now, the same goes in Israel, although in Israel, it's totally the opposite from what they've been telling the world, like in the last, now it's Sunday, it's the beginning of a new week in Israel. But last week, the government of Israel, 9 people out of 120 members, corrupt members of the Knesset, 9 of them voted for the law of dictatorship. I don't know the name in English, it doesn't matter. But the same that was in Germany in 1933, passed here, even a more extreme one, all right? 9 people voted for it. 9 people out of 120 voted for 9 million people.
They're trying to do that here too. It's the same, like I said, we're different waves. You're going first with this. France was doing something similar. The UK just passed something. They amended something now where you don't have any rights. Basically, they want to come in, grab you. They don't even have to give you a reason.
That's what they passed here in Israel.
Yeah,
and well, UK, the media, in the world media,
yeah,
they published as if Israel passed a law to ease the restrictions, which is exactly the opposite. Yeah. So obviously they're playing with our mind over the mainstream media. But at the same time, I think what's happening in Canada, you know, there's one guy, look, you have to see this as well. He's really great. I don't know if you know him. There is. That I want to show this again. It's a few minutes, all right? Yeah. He's talking really to the point, and it's giving back power to the people. Let's watch it.
Hey, everybody. I only got 3 minutes, so this is going to be quick. This goes out to anybody who works for mainstream media. Pay very close attention to what I'm saying here. If you don't report the truth, we're going to boycott you into oblivion, plain and simple. Do you remember what Reddit did to GameStop and to Sundial Growers? When we saved those companies last year, I play in the stock market. So anybody out there that you guys are in the markets on that, you're aware of Reddit, okay? So if you guys don't start reporting the truth and what this convoy is about, it's not anti-vax and they're not terrorists. If you don't report the truth, we are going to boycott you into oblivion. I will write you letters, as I already wrote one to the CBC and told them the same thing. We don't have to go after you personally. We'll go after your finances. We'll drive your stock prices right into the ground, and it will bankrupt your companies. You guys are public companies, so you better beware, because the public company means the public owns you. So we can shut you down. Just like we saved Sundial Growers and just like we saved GameStop back then, we can do it again, okay? And it doesn't take but an hour on the stock market to bankrupt you completely. Crown Corporation or not, you're still publicly owned. And you are still holding, you still have shareholders. So if you are a shareholder in mainstream media, I'd be very, very, very nervous at this particular juncture in your life, okay? Because I have the ability and the power to reach out to my friends on Reddit, and we can start this thing all over again and come right after you. This will not be difficult to start dumping stock, all right? I personally don't have stock in your crap, because I wouldn't. But there's lots of you people out there that do. And if you have stock in CTV, CBC, Global, or any of these mainstream media people that are not reporting the truth, I would dump it. Because you have about, oh, well, when this convoy is done, if we don't see the coverage that needs to be seen on here and show Canadians the truth, I can assure you of this. We're coming after you on the markets. And we will dump you into nothingness. And you know I'm serious because you know it'll happen. I've seen it. I watched it. I've been off for 14 months. What do you think I do, man? I think I support myself. I sit around and play the markets. So because I was an independent owner-operator, so I didn't have unemployment insurance and all that that goes with that. So I had to make my own way through this last 14 months. And I have money in the markets, and that's what we do. So understand that you're playing a very dangerous game. Nobody's going to hurt you. But they're going to take away your livelihood. Then you're going to see what it's like for the rest of Canadians out here that don't have any money, can't feed their families. And you guys just think this is A-OK. And further, for your hypocrisy, you sit on TV, you're not wearing any masks or anything. Well, that's because you're part of this Trudeau thing. You better get on the right side of history, guys. Or you're going to lose your homes. You're going to lose everything. Because when those stock prices dump, you don't want to be anywhere near it.
Well, there's no there's no saying. How do you hurt a rich man? Dent his wallet. And you know what? The drawback to all this, and all of this, no matter what you do, no matter what we do to fight, we will take a bullet as well, because if you shut down the stock market or cause a collapse, it will have a domino effect on other investments. That's going to happen. Crypto, I don't see that going to be around. I think what they're doing with that is, I think they're sucking everybody's money into that so they can crash it. That's what I'm seeing.
I think so too, yeah.
So, thing is, I got friends, but I always ask me, what am I doing? I said, well, I'm buying silver. You know, I'm buying silver. I'm buying physical assets like food and stuff I need.
Yeah.
So, but he's correct, you know. I've been telling people, because I deal with artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, frequencies, and I've been saying the less tech you have, the better it is for you.
Sure.
Because this thing is accessing your DNA on many different levels, from cell phones, 6G, 7G frequencies, and they're not stopping. What I'm seeing coming down the pipe scares the hell out of me, because it's going to get to a point you're not even going to be able to recognize people eventually. They're getting the DNA and the technology so refined, you're not even going to be able to tell a person apart from their synthetic. So the less you have, keep the tech basic. Don't get anything elaborate, because it's the same thing. And it's all, everything's a hijack, no matter which way you turn. Everything's a hijack. So he's correct. You want to hurt them, make sure you have something on the side. You can feed yourself at least, take care of your basic needs. And because these guys, their kingdom platform is based on a piece of paper, nothing else. Nothing else. Yeah. And deception.
Okay. What do you think to the, you know, this little segment from The Simpsons? Have you seen it? Which regarding one? The Simpsons? You know The Simpsons? The TV show, The Simpsons?
Oh, Flintstones.
No Flintstones, Simpsons. You.
I don't know. I don't watch television. I watch science fiction because I'm looking at the tech that they're bringing
They're putting
in.
Out. Yes, I know. I know. But no, The Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Yes.
Well, you speak Hebrew already? Come on.
So there's like a little segment. I can show it if you want. A little segment from The Simpsons showing a convoy coming to, well, driving. And then you see the Canadian prime minister in his office. You see the Canadian flag. And he sees that they're coming and he's slipping out of the window.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yes, I've seen that. Yeah.
So how... I mean, I'm asking this because you're saying, okay, things are controlled. Do you think this convoy can be a controlled opposition in some way? Do you think it's predicted in The Simpsons that it will happen? You know, what can you give us your input on that?
Listen, in the last 2 years, I would not have believed any of it. I would not believe it would have been conceivably possible to have had 90% or 80% of the population under some kind of mind control. I didn't think they had that capability.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so I have this Mediterranean Semitic blood in me.
Wait, but sorry, Tony. I just have people writing to me that it's The Simpsons, what I just said. It's from two different segments, and they edit it, and they put it together. So it's fake. It's false. All right. But
maybe,
go on.
Maybe. When you hear stuff like that, that's a possibility too. But I don't rule nothing out anymore, because the plausibility of it is there. Like I said, we just have to wait and see to play it out. But if it's plausible, and there is something to substantiate the plausibility of something, you don't have the luxury to just to kick it off. That's what they want you to do.
Yeah, true.
They expose us to different things. I myself, just with what I've had to deal with nanotechnology, nanobiotech in the last 13 years, and what we've had to endure to get that message out, and the rhetoric we had to deal with, there's been so many things that have come that have been so plausible. Look, at the beginning of this, 2 years ago, we had an MP leak out a document in Canada telling us that they were going to create the situation we're seeing right now, and there would be no stopping it. That they're going to do it, whether you oppose it or not, they're going to go through it. Then the SPARS report came out and said, but this is going to go up until 2028, 2029.
Yes.
So far, it has gone as they have stated. Now, the things that can pop up unexpectedly, like this convoy, see, they play a psychological game. Now think of it this way. All of a sudden, everyone's hopes is up. Yay, we got a convoy, we're down there, we're fighting, we're this and that, about it, about it. And then all of a sudden they create some kind of sabotage and shatter everybody's hopes again. The world is watching the stage, like you said. And we brought in and we've inspired people to do the same thing. Like I said, though, see, the difference between us and Australia, the Australians are like us too, same, pretty much. Most of the Commonwealth is pretty much the same. They took away their guns. They knew the Australians would go after them and deal with them. They didn't take away ours. They've been trying. You know, so there is that difference. And they know that. Now, they've seen almost 2 million people getting involved in this convoy. They know they got a problem. They know they got a problem. So they got to deal with it in a way where they can to maneuver it in such a way where they look like they're on top. They look like they're our heroes. They're protecting us. Because there's a lot of gullible Canadians here that actually believe that the government is actually looking to take care of them. So there you got that as well. So, I mean, look, there was a Simpsons show where they showed Trump was dead. He was killed somehow. So that hasn't happened, not yet anyway. So I don't know if that's going to happen. I hope not. But anyway, you know what I mean? But so like I said, I see a lot of other things that leads me to think, because I go about things a little differently. I'm looking at the tech and the biology part of this, because of my background. And so when I see things coming on a nano, pico, AI, quantum computing, biological, whatever, like all these doctors have come out here and have been talking about this, what they're seeing. None of them got it right yet. Not one. They have seen something. This is true. But they haven't even recognized correctly what they're seeing. And what they've also done is they got everybody focused just on the graphene. There's a lot more there than just graphene. So a lot of the stuff that's going on in most people is because we've already been exposed, pre-exposed to a lot of nanoparticles that have been embedded inside of us, and now they're adding more to it with these injections, especially with the lipid nanoparticles and whatever. So when you're looking at these guys, be aware. They're not familiar with mimetics. They're not familiar with lattices. They're not familiar with dendrimers. They're not familiar with a lot of things, the quantum dots. And when you look at the technology they're doing with these things I just mentioned, those are in the injections. They're not talking about XNA yet. They will eventually. They're not talking about LNA. They're not talking about PNA, and that's what's in those injections. They're not even close to that yet. Okay. The guy that discovered the graphene and showed you all these cells that were interconnected with these wires, that was already there. For it to be that sophisticated and that integrated would indicate that it had already had the time to construct that matrix. So it had to have been there long before the vaccines came around. They're adding to the problem. But that had already, but again, they don't recognize what they're saying. So like I said, when we're looking at the political aspect of this and this drama going on right now, they better hope that the psychology that they're trying to perpetrate doesn't backfire on them, because if it does backfire on them, they're going to have a bigger problem. That government will collapse. That government will collapse, you know.
The question is maybe, Tony, because obviously the so-called, you know, Nazi satanist New World Order, they would like to collapse governments and to create chaos to an extent. I mean, chaos that they can somehow control with technology, right, with weapons, etc. In order for them to bring their, you know, bullshit agenda of New World Government. The question is maybe how, you know, and this is, again, it's added to eyes of many people around the world are looking now at Canada, although they are trying to sort out convoys of their own in their own country. Right. They're looking up to Canada to see how the Canadians, I mean, okay, one side is the government, but obviously it's like a pinpoint of energy of a big mass of people coming together. And this, no government, no technology, no fucking army can control it. And we know it. We know we got the power. So the question is how the Canadian people will deal with that. Even if, let's say, in 5 days or 4 days or whatever, Trudeau will come out and say, okay, I ease the restrictions. We know it's not enough. We know he has to be.
It all depends how they sell it. Okay, you just said yourself, he comes out in 5 days and says, okay, we're going to relax the restrictions. Everything's going to go right back to normal. Hey, we won. Okay, it all depends. That's what I'm saying. We've got to see what comes out. Well, see what rabbit comes out of the hat. It's basically what I'm saying.
Why not to get rid of Trudeau?
I'm with you on that. Yeah. I agree. I think the whole fucking parliament should be wiped out.
Exactly.
They're all collaborating with this thing. Not one guy. One guy in the major party is actually stating things that are correct, trying to work with a corrupt government to the best of his ability, and then makes a commitment in the stand on behalf of the truck drivers and the Canadians that are doing this. One. Wow. One out of what? Almost 300 people in parliament? Really? So the new Democrat, I call it the No Damn Party, but New Democratic Party, there's nothing democratic about it. They're useless. But they're the ones that are keeping the Liberal Party in power right now because they don't have enough seats.
Sure.
So, and the Conservative Party, which is supposed to be in opposition to the Liberal Party, is going along with it. So we've got two wings and the same bird. One's right and one's left, but they're the same party.
Same, yeah, sure.
Same bullshit. So, like I said, and then you got the Parti Québécois, supposed to be representing the people of Quebec. They, you know, you ask Quebecers how that's working out, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that we're not going to see the one thing about Canadians, which is a good and bad thing. Canadians are pretty good natured and tolerable. We're tolerant.
Yes.
You know, and we allow for mistakes and things. But this shouldn't be tolerated at all, on any level.
Agree. And we know, I mean, those who are really aware, let's say, they know that the governments or the people in power, they are just puppets of a really bad organizations, bad families who are doing really bad deeds, right? And we know that we need to remove them whatsoever from their position and to put them in trial and then in prison or execute them, whatever. But this time will come. I don't know if sooner or later. I hope sooner, so less suffering will be obviously inflicted on the people. But we need that. We know that we need to do that. At the moment, I mean, first step in Canada is actually bringing the people together with the support, really, the truckers and the convoy, with the support of millions of people in Canada, is so crucial to keep it going in minus 30 degrees. I mean, it's not an easy task. It's not an easy task.
But that indicates the dedication that's there right now. You know, and look, this is about where you are in the world. Okay? Everybody on the planet has had enough. Everyone knows they're lying. Everyone knows that they're working for the drug industry, the pharmaceutical industry. They're working for Soros. They're working for Gates. They're working for Pfizer. How is it? 1980, the Congress had the drug companies in front of them saying, you need to make a safe vaccine. They said it's impossible to do. If that's the case, we'll be out of the vaccination business. Why did the government then allow them to continue with this bullshit?
Mm.
Because they paid off the government officials to continue allowing them to do this.
Mm.
Now, the drug industry, one year I was looking at the statistics of the global economy everywhere, the whole economy everywhere. Did you know that the pharmaceutical industry makes more money than all the industries combined, including the banking industry?
Including the high tech?
Blows it out the door.
Wow.
All the companies in the world at that time made $31 trillion. The drug industry made $35 trillion by itself. So when you're talking, billion.
Yeah.
When you're talking that kind of financial strength, they can buy any politician they want. You know, politicians are nothing but prostitutes on the street corner on a Saturday night. You give them the pay, they'll let you play. That's how it rolls.
Sure.
That's how it rolls. So
they're actors on a stage.
That's it. Yeah. Precisely. That's all they are. Majority don't have enough brain cells to start a spark in their head, much less do
I agree.
Want.
I agree. So, but the thing is that the show is built in such a way that most people are already feel sort of comfortable in their seat watching the show without realizing it's just a show and these are just actors, obviously. But all of them are actors and they're really thick. Most of them are really, really thick. Sorry, I mean, it's
well, I often say when they're giving out the Emmys and the Oscars, why aren't the politicians winning these rewards? Because they've done such a wonderful job mind controlling people with bullshit. I mean, it's just the way it is. That's what I'm saying. The whole world knows. Everybody on the planet has got their eyes still open and their brains still functioning, knows that these are nothing but liars, actors, cheats, you know, pedophiles. You know, that's all they are.
Yeah.
That's all they are. So, you know, when we're talking, if you could replace the government, genuine people, the next step, you'd have to go after the Committee of 300, the Rothschilds, the Masonic orders, the Knights Templar, Knights of Malta, the Zionists, the all of them. Okay, that's a chore that could take forever. That thing is like an octopus with many tentacles going to almost everything.
Yeah.
So, but it would be a start, at least for a generation or two, anyway. But it would be it's been in our history. There will be a generation, I always say, that God has called and woken up. And they will move forward in the right ways. Truth, the right thinking, godly ways. But by the time they get to the third generation, they're going right back to that, just prior to that generation when they woke up. It's always been the case. Not just any history. Don't care who you look at. By the time you get to the third generation, it's right back to where it started. So something keeps on infiltrating and keeps us from evolving the way we're supposed to evolve.
Mm.
I don't know how. I don't have an answer for that. I get pissed just thinking about that most of the time. You know, whatever we've done today, and all of us have woken up, maybe our great-great-grandchildren may wind up being trapped again into this freaking loop. It's aggravating to no end.
Mm.
So anyway, I for now, all we can do is stop this horse shit. If they do crash the government and they bring in a new one out of the ashes, then they're going to need all the tech that they can get to sustain it. Okay, right now you got a big thing going on. See, the Canadian forces right now are over in Ukraine training the Ukrainians in warfare, whatever. America's over there right now. Russia's over there. So we know they're creating a diversion, you know, and this, again, could be a diversion in Canada, but they're creating a diversion over there to get something going over there. So, you know, if we look at what's going to transfer, well, how is that going to imbalance? How is that going to affect that region? Think about that.
You know, by the way, Tony, how the forces like the Canadian police force, the army, the firefighters, whatever, how the Canadians, state workers, I don't know how to call them, how they deal with everything that is happening now with the convoy?
They're basically, all they are is traffic cops now. What are they going
to
do?
I mean, they used to be mask cops or writing fines, you know, so now they're traffic cops.
There's been, again, there's been some transitioning. There have been police that were always against this bullshit. A lot of them have quit their jobs. Firemen have quit their job. Nurses, some of them have been brought back, whatever. But I mean, like I said, you're in a temperature zone of minus 30 and you got to be outside all day. They're not wearing no effing mask. Are you kidding? Yeah. You know, so I'm not sure. I'm assuming, my thinking anyway, they're not going to do anything publicly because now you got about, 50,000 people or plus in that little town. Your numbers, you're outnumbered. So if they do the shit like they did in Australia, someone is going to get an ass whooping. And it won't be the people. They will swarm those police officers, just like they did in, Ukraine or Romania, where they went into the parliament and they beat the hell out of the police officers that were defending the party. They beat the shit out. That will be the beating that they get. Same thing. You know, there won't be this. That would be the worst thing they could do is to assault anybody on the street, especially with that many. And a lot of truck drivers, you got to remember, I used to be a truck driver back in the 80s. You know, truck drivers have a temperament to begin with. All the bullshit we got to do, you have to deal with driving on the road and then dealing with all this crap, you know, that wouldn't be it wouldn't be the smartest thing anybody would do. Let's put it this way.
You know, I started to watch, I still haven't finished, but I started to watch the movie, The Convoy. You sent me the other day from 78, I think, with Chris Christopherson and Ellie McGarrow. Yeah. And it's a film I watched, I don't know, 3 or 4 times in my life because it was really good film. And I'm planning to watch it again with my wife because it's a good film, you know, and it gives you, again, some power and hope. And it suits the time we now live. And I really pray, you know, I go back to the beginning of our talk when I said it really moves me to really, I have tears when I see videos of all the truckers and all the money raised and all the food supply that is like a marathon that people go on the road with pizzas and food to give the truckers, go on, and all the bridges, you see people with signs. Thousands and thousands of people supporting this, and this is it's heartwarming, you know, it's amazing. It's wow. And I do hope that it will grow into a world movement. And in Israel,
I think it is.
It already is. Yeah, I mean, it does. In Israel, already people are now putting tents outside of the Knesset. So it's not trucks. Anyway, the roads are shorter. In Israel, it takes, you know, for me, I'm in the north, far north of Israel, it takes me 2.5 hours to go to Jerusalem, not 5 days or 3 days or whatever. But I do hope that this will grow also here, because it's always a game of give and take. If the people show, okay, we're not having it, then the government will take 2 steps back. And we need to keep pushing them, because we know if we stop pushing them, they will push us. So we need to keep pushing them so they will go back until they crumble, and then we can replace them in some way, which we don't know yet. It's still, we cannot see it yet.
The problem, the problem we have globally,
yeah,
is that the government has forgotten they work for us.
Yes.
They work for us. We put you there. Even though the voting and all that bullshit is all rigged or whatever, we work, we put you there.
Yeah.
We put you in, we'll take you out. They know it. They can only sustain their power as long as people keep believing the lie.
Yeah, but now it's not politics. Now they put a contract on us. I mean, they killing people. I mean, you just send me, I show this to the people, 1 second. Russia. Tony just sent me this. This just before we started the conversation. Let me enlarge it, sorry. Russia loses 1 million people in historic population fall. Now they are talking, just so you see, I just start to read it. Russia's population declined by more than 1 million people in 2021. Yeah. The statistics agency Rostat reported Friday historic drop not seen since the collapse of the Soviet Union. Okay, and why we see this? Because they put a contract on us. People are dying in Israel, people are dying in Canada, in the States, in Russia, wherever they give these bloody injections. And we're not talking even about radiation, 5G and 6G and the lot. But even just these injections, they're killing people. So it's not governments anymore. It's not politicians anymore. We need to change their names. They are hired mercenaries, and they are being paid twice. Once by us, which is totally ridiculous, but we are paying them to kill us, which is, this is
what's happening. Yeah, we should quit paying taxes, because that's exactly what you're saying. We're feeding them the money to kill us.
Yes, and they're getting paid by the perpetrators who are sending them to kill us. So
this week it came out, one of the shows, that the insurance companies now, this is the truth, you can look it up. Insurance companies now are saying they're not going to cover any expenses for anybody who takes the jab, because
It's a suicide.
Exactly. Basically, what they've done is they sold the world on euthanasia.
Yes.
So if you go and take the injections and something goes wrong and you die or you get disabled, you chose to take the experimental drug or the experiment.
Yes.
Knowing knowing full well the complications that may occur. Therefore, they're not going to cover you. Now, this is another scandal. You're paying these insurance companies to something goes wrong to compensate you, but now they don't want to pay.
Yeah.
So, all the way around, it's been a hijack. All the way around. So, when we're looking at the situation today, what's going on, you're correct. They're not politicians. They're basically mob leaders running either the state or the province or the territory or the city. They are controlling the hit. We got Minister of Health here in Windsor, where I live. His son is the head of that no damn party I talked about in federal government. So he's got this job, not because he's qualified. He's a psychiatrist. He knows how to write prescription drugs. He knows nothing about genetics. He knows nothing about lipid nanoparticles. He knows nothing about the side. He just told us, read a script. He reads the script. He has his nice little mansion or wherever he's living in, you know. Meanwhile, and then we have the premier here, the premier of this province. When he started his office, he was worth $3 million. Now he's worth over $50 million. Now, you don't make that kind of money on the salary they're making in this province. So somehow he made a $47 million profit since he's been in power. I think they should not only should they all be arrested, but all their assets should be frozen.
Yeah.
Redistributed to all the people that lost their businesses. Redistributed to all the people that lost family members over these damn weapons that they released. You know, that's my thinking. Let them live out in the street. You know, with nothing. You know, let for lack of a better word, let fate take care of them. My thinking.
Right. Tony Pantaloresco, for those who want to know Tony a bit more, I already put a link here in the description and in the chat. I put it again. Please go and learn. No, I cannot translate this conversation. Sorry. It's a bit hard work, even to understand Tony. Hey, what do you think?
Yeah.
I'm just... you know, something in me, I told Yam, my son, you met him just before. Yeah. I told Yam that when everything will finish, we're going to visit friends in the UK and friends in Canada, and we are going to travel the world and see the people we love and the truth fighters and the truth movement people who are giving us so much hope and so much knowledge, obviously, over the years. And people maybe don't know you that much here in Israel, but you've helped numerous people around the world with your remedies and with your solutions, with your knowledge and tools to improve health and to get just be stronger in normal days, but obviously in these hard days that we live in. Tony Pantaloresco, thank you very much. Obviously, we'll catch up very soon. If there's any things you think you would like to tell us, please just let me know and we can go live again anytime, basically.
Okay. All right.
And I really, because look, I get a lot of information from Canada, you know, over Telegram and the internet, but it's like this. I like your perception. I like your angle because I know it's true. So I prefer that on all the other hoo-ha of the media or the alternative media, right, around. So if there's anything you think we should know, I would really appreciate if you just, just drop a note or email and we can go live.
What I do is I've been fortunate in being in the position I'm in, because I got people from all over the world, Bulgaria, Romania, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, everywhere. And they all send me stuff,
yeah.
You know, and I always ask them to send me a link so I can see what they're sending me, so I can then have someplace for everybody to start. Now, sometimes I will state, at best, as far as I can tell, this is speculation, just like we talked about the Simpsons and, you know, but if there is any kind of plausibility, this is the one thing I've learned in my life, that if this is plausible, it's doable. And a lot of times it is doable, it's being done. So I've come to the point, I hear everything. I don't shut it out. Unless I've already heard it 99 times, then it's time to move on. Everyone now is saturated with whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to know is what we don't know.
Yeah.
That's what we need to know. We're already hearing the same thing being read. Okay, 5G, we've been hearing about 5G. I've been talking about 6G and 7G. This is what people need to know now, because this is where it's heading. Okay, the interesting thing about, just give you a little real quick tidbit. The graphene hydroxide, not oxide, graphene hydroxide is a hydrogen molecule bound with the graphene. The reason why they put it that way is because when you hit it with hydrogen, the carbon molecules unzip and they spread like shotgun pellets throughout the body. Not only do they permeate and penetrate, but they also create new networks everywhere else. See, graphene is not magnetic like everyone's telling you. It's what they call a diamagnetic.
Diamagnetic.
Meaning that if you have a magnetic field to it, it will push it away. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's what happens. So now, if you coat it with an iron oxide or another, either a paramagnetic or a supermagnetic, then that part will collect it, right? But what the graphene does, since it's repelling it, it creates a current or a flow of power, energy, electrical. So now it discharges this electricity to charge up the other particles in the body, the quantum dots. So again, further enhancing the integration and networking. Again, this is what they're not telling you because they haven't got there yet. They're not going to get there for another 2 years at all. So I'm saying this to everybody because this is something you need to know. Being entertained by doctors and gurus and goofballs, like you were just saying, it's what it is. It'll give you at least initiate you with some knowledge, but you need to really get into it. Like you really need to understand, just like what's going on now. We need to keep our eyes open more than ever before on so many different disciplines and variations of
course. Truth.
You have no choice today. I have become more educated in the last 25 years than I did when I went to school, for crying out loud.
Sure. Absolutely.
I think I'm a PhD in everything these days. You know, but anybody who's really seeking the truth and wanting to be awake, you're going to be like a Renaissance man. You're going to be multidisciplined in every field, and you're going to be good at every field. That's the way it's going.
Yeah.
So
I agree. I see it also on myself and my life and things I'm doing in the last 12 years.
Yeah.
And obviously I got to know you, and that's what happens. You have no choice. You have to learn stuff yourself because everything is fake. It's based on lies. So you need to go back to the root and learn stuff yourself, whether it's the soil and plantation and water and electricity and magnetism, etc. It's what one has.
You're multidisciplinary, and you got to unlearn. And you got to unlearn. You have to unlearn a lot of things too,
because
so much of it is. That's what hinders you, because you've been taught this, and you're learning this, and now you got to debate which way to go.
You
got to unlearn a lot of things, and in every aspect, what I was taught, even in my faith, I've had to reevaluate. And realize a lot of things that we were taught were being planted there by people, sheep and wolves clothing. Just let's call it that.
Yeah.
Politically, we're seeing to the politics today. That's putting your faith in that is like pissing in the wind. It's just useless. So, like I said, you're learning. And the interesting thing that's really interesting, when you start to learn, you start to go back, you start to see things that actually worked 50 and 100 years ago and 200 years ago, and say, why the hell did we leave that? That is where we should be.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
I agree. Right. I want to say keep up the good work, but I know you are cozy in your place. So let's keep up the good work for the Canadians now, for the truckers and for the convoy and for all those Canadians out there in minus 30 supporting this amazing heart-filling movement coming out of Canada and giving inspiration to all of us around the world. So in the name of Canadians, Tony, please accept our gratitude and really deep thankfulness for this, the fact that you pick the glove or you raise the flag and you're going forward at the head of the camp to get rid of Trudeau, or at least to punish him. Thank you very much.
I like the first part better.
Yeah, I know. Thank you very much from the people of Israel, and let's catch up very soon.
Okay, thank you for having me, eh?
Yeah, sure. It's always a pleasure.
All right.
Thank you very much. God bless.
You too, eh? You too.
Bye-bye.